Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Roto Ballers YouTube shows. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano, and today's show focusing on three quarterback sleepers who you could get late in your draft that could lead you to fantasy glory. All right, guys, head over to rotoballer.com, check it all out. Main page, premium package, expert chats. You know the routine. And sign up now using the promotional code ACES. Save 10% by basically telling me, Anthony Agnano, sent you. And sign up and get all the great stuff, the lineup optimizer, the constantly updating draft rankings, and great insight from guys like Nick Marianas, Pierre Camus, Scott Angle, and the rest of the Rotoballer crew right there at rotoballer.com. Listen on SiriusXM, and don't forget all these great shows right here on Rotoballer's YouTube channel. Follow me on Twitter at AnianoFantasy. Now, today's show, okay, you've seen already the top 10 quarterbacks for 2019. Like I said, today's show, some quarterback sleepers. And I hate the word sleepers because the truth of the matter is there's so much content out there on fantasy football, it's almost impossible to have a sleeper anymore. There's nobody who flies under the radar, okay? So these are quarterbacks. You've heard the names. But when I look at where they're going and where top quarterbacks are going, these quarterbacks, you can win with these guys. You can win a fantasy championship with these quarterbacks, even though you're drafting them much, much later. Like, case in point, Pat Mahomes' current ADP has him going in the second round. He's going as player number 23, QB number one. And I get it, 50 touchdowns last season. But these guys I'm talking about today, they're going at pick number 149, 157, 141. We're talking about 12-team leagues. We're talking about 12th-round quarterbacks. You can legitimately draft nothing but skill players, running backs, wide receivers, sprinkle in a tight end. In rounds 1 through 11, take one of these guys. Maybe take both of these guys, hedge your bet a little bit in rounds 12 and 13 or rounds 11 and 12, okay, and potentially win a fantasy championship. The first name on my list is Kirk Cousins. Yeah, everybody knows who Kirk Cousins is, and Kirk Cousins was terrible in the postseason. But let's break down what Kirk Cousins has. First, he might very well have the best wide receiver pairing in the league with Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, okay? That's number one. Number two, he has possibly a running back that's ready to bust through and emerge if he could stay on the field because talent isn't the issue in Dalvin Cook. What else does Kirk Cousins has? He has a rock-solid, steady tight end, an underrated and underappreciated, underutilized tight end in Kyle Rudolph. That's what Kirk Cousins has, okay? Now, what has Kirk Cousins done? Okay, last season, he threw 30 touchdowns. A career high. Last season, he completed 70% of his passes. A career high. Last season, he threw for 4,298 yards, the second most in his career. In 2016, he threw for just over 4,900 yards while with the Washington Redskins. He is currently going as QB 20. So he is being drafted as a backup quarterback. I'm not talking about a 2QB league. 2QB league, he's a must start. In a 2QB league last year, I think it was the SiriusXM host league, I won that league, drafting Kirk Cousins as my QB1 and then getting very lucky and taking Pat Mahomes as my QB2. But that was a pairing I didn't mind. I walked away with 80 touchdown passes last year in a 2QB league, all right? But Kirk Cousins, 30 touchdowns, 70% completion, Thielen, Diggs, Cook, Rudolph. What more do you want around him in an offense? It's a good defense. It's still a good team. They floundered down the stretch a little bit. I get that. Okay, but the yardage will be there. The touchdowns will be there. I can easily expect 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns from Kirk Cousins this year. And you're talking about a guy who's going overall as pick number 141. Okay, he's going 32 picks after Tom Brady. Now, I know Brady's the greatest of all time. But tell me who Brady's throwing to other than Edelman and James White. They do not have the explosive wide receivers in New England like they do in Minnesota. And I'm telling you this, Stephon Diggs this year passes Adam Thielen, by the way. If you have to draft a wide receiver from Minnesota, take Diggs before Thielen. It's happening, okay? But nonetheless, Kirk Cousins, not a sleeper. And like I said, I don't like the word, but an underappreciated fantasy quarterback going as QB 20. Number two on my list. Derek Carr, Oakland Raiders, still only 27 years old. I thought he was older. Shocked when I found that out. Okay. He's played at least 15 games, if not all, full season, every year of his NFL career. okay? He set a career-high completion percentage last year at 69%. He set a career-high in passing yards at 4,049. Now, the touchdowns were low. He only had 19. He had 10 interceptions. However, this is not the Oakland Raider offense he had last year with Doug Martin, with Jordy Nelson, okay? It was uninspiring. His most reliable weapon was a good tight end in Jared Cook, but not a game changer. Well, what does he have now? He has a game changer. For all his off-the-field antics and his frostbitten feet, Antonio Brown is a complete stud. Antonio Brown had a career-high touchdown receptions last year with 15, okay? He is now going to Derek Carr. He is Derek Carr's new best friend. Add in that the big playability of Tyrell Williams. Add into that the rookie running back in Josh Jacobs. Jalen Rashad's ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. This is a safe argument to say this is the best supporting crew Derek Carr has ever had. John Gruden, year two in Oakland, okay? Derek Carr has thrown for 30 touchdowns in the past, okay? It's not a number he's never reached, okay? It's a make-it-or-break-it season for Derek Carr. He is going as QB23. He is a fringe number two QB in leagues, in a 12-team league, okay? That is just crazy value for me. Going at cube at his overall pick number 157. You're looking at round 13, round 14, right before the great run of kickers, okay, is where Derek Carr is going, okay? Now, am I investing in only Derek Carr in round 13 or 14? No, but if you could get Kirk Cousins round 11, round 12, if you could get Derek Carr round 13, round 14, and play some matchups and ride a hot hand, it's a winning formula when you consider all the running backs, all the wide receivers and tight ends you are getting through those first 10, 11 rounds. All right, no reason to overreach on some other quarterbacks when you can lock up those two. Derek Carr with this Raiders offense, with the improved Raiders offense, should be in line for a 25-plus touchdown season, another 4,000 yards, okay, as his Oakland offense under John Gruden looks to improve. And number three, coming back from the ACL tear, is Jimmy Garoppolo, who I'm all in on. I've drafted him already in a couple of spots. He's going right before Derek Carr as QB number 21, the 149th overall pick in draft. Again, post 12th round value is where Jimmy Garoppolo was going. Now, last year, he only played three games before he tore up his knee. And he's only really had eight games that started with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, you remember in 2017, those final five games when he took over, he averaged 308 passing yards a game. He threw six touchdowns in those games. He made Marquise Goodwin a must-start wide receiver. He was a complete stud down the stretch. Everybody loved Jimmy G. Everybody expected big things of him. Drafted him early. He's going to be ready for week one. The injury is not a big concern going forward. All right. He's got three running backs, all who could catch the ball. Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, and Jerick McKinnon just got off the PUP list. Remember, McKinnon was a big free agent signing to pair with Jimmy Garoppolo last offseason. Now they've added Tevin Coleman. McKinnon, if healthy, will outperform Tevin Coleman there. He'll become the lead dog, especially with his ability to catch the ball and make explosive plays. The wide receiver crew is young and unproven, but talented. Deebo Samuel, Dante Pettis, okay, Marquise Goodwin. They have the veteran Jordan Matthews there. But the key receiver, obviously, is the tight end, George Kittle. Kittle had an all-world season without Jimmy Garoppolo. A full season of Jimmy Garoppolo just makes Kittle more of a factor. And you know what's interesting? Here's the argument. Does the quarterback make the wide receiver, or does the wide receiver make the quarterback? To me, right, in Oakland, you got a situation where Antonio Brown makes Derek Carr better. In San Francisco, you have a situation where Jimmy Garoppolo makes Marquise Goodwin better. Does George Kittle and Jimmy Garoppolo, that's a mutually beneficial relationship there between those two guys. All right, Jimmy Garoppolo on his way to being a superstar. That knee won't be an issue. ACL injuries for a quarterback are not a detriment. It will not be a big deal. He's not a runner. That's not what he does. And he's going at QB 21. Do you dare go back-to-back rounds, rounds 12, 13, go Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, and roll out those West Coast quarterbacks, okay, for the regular season? Okay, can you say, I've got 50 to 60 touchdowns coming my way from these two guys? I say you do, Got to play the right matchups. Got to be smart with it, okay? But you can win with that when you consider everything else. Rounds 12, 13, give me 11 running backs, wide receivers, and sprinkle in a top tight end. If you know that might be your plan, that you're not touching that quarterback till round 12, round 13, then you could grab that Zach Ertz, that Travis Kelce, or George Kittle in round 2, okay? And then load up on nothing. Then you know you just expect, I'm drafting the best wide receiver and running back on the board for the next 7 or 8 rounds. And I'm going to take, do what Anthony said, I'm going to take Garoppolo, I'm going to take Carr, round 12, round 13, and let's play. It's an interesting strategy, and it is one I think you can win with. I'm Anthony Aniano. Follow me on Twitter at aanianofantasy, and make sure you head over to rotoballer.com. This has been fun, everybody. Have a good day.